About a month ago, I did a sermon on questions and answers. And in the introduction to that sermon, I talked to you about a circumstance, situation, a true situation, true story, which we were going to try to cover in that particular sermon. We never got to that question. So I'm going to review the situation that I told you about last time, because this time that'll be our first question. In this particular circumstance, there was a member of the Lord's church who contracted with another Christian, a contractor, a building contractor, to do a substantial amount of work in the way of renovation. Thousands of dollars worth of renovation work. And the work was done, and when it came time for one Christian to pay the other Christian for the work to be that had been done, the client refused to pay, claiming that the work hadn't been done to satisfaction. Of course, opportunity would have been available to indicate that this wasn't being done or that wasn't being done. None of that had transpired. It just wasn't right or wasn't good enough, and so no payment was made. The contractor ended up eating the cost of the materials and, of course, his labor on the job, and he eventually lost his business as a result of that particular financial loss. And so the question that I want to answer this evening is, should he have taken this member of the church who refused to pay to court to secure what was rightfully his and probably legally also recoverable? And so this evening we're going to talk about some questions and answers that have been submitted. We'll talk about this particular question. For those of you who are visiting, about once a month, or sometimes a little less often, I will address some questions that have been submitted to me. The questions are not necessarily related to one another. In the case of the questions I prepared for this evening, that's the case. And what we want to do is try to answer those questions from the Scriptures, at least the best that I can apply the Scriptures to these particular questions. Tonight's questions, I have prepared four of them. And we'll talk about the first question, which seems to be going very slowly there. Lawsuits between brethren, as we've just talked about. The second question has to do with responsibilities of one Christian toward a family member or family members who have been disciplined by a local church. The third question is a question that deals with the one sheep versus the 99 sheep. Statements that Jesus made in the Gospels in a couple of different places. And the last question, which we'll probably not get to, is about a phrase that appears in Song number 165, the nameless dread. What is the nameless dread? And so we'll proceed in that order and we'll kind of make our way through as many as we can. I'm going to talk about this first question, and as you can tell, without the quotation marks, I have phrased the question in my own words: can one brother sue another brother in civil court under any circumstances? Seems to me that this question usually is generated by the passage that was read by Eric just a few moments ago from 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verses 1 through 11. There was a problem at Corinth. Some of the Christians there were taking other Christians to law, that is, to court before unbelieving judges. I want you to notice that in chapter 5, it seems pretty clear that Paul has rebuked the Corinthians for not judging those who were immoral, in particular the man, as he is described in the beginning of the chapter, who had his father's wife, probably his stepmother. And Paul indicates that they should have judged this man. They should have disciplined him. In fact, he gives that command to them in verses 4 and 5. But I want you to read in verse 12. Having cleared up a misunderstanding apparently on the part of the Corinthians about who they could keep company with and who they shouldn't keep company with, apparently they understood or misunderstood Paul to be saying that they shouldn't associate with anybody who was sexually immoral. And Paul says, no, I wasn't talking about unbelievers. I was talking about with anybody who is named a brother. You shouldn't keep company with that individual. And that's explained in verses 9, 10, and 11. But now And I would encourage you to open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and 6. Chapters 5 and 6, we're going to spend some time in there. I'll read from some verses, and they'll be on the screen, but you may wish to follow along in your own Bible. In verse 12 of chapter 5, Paul says, "For what have I to do with judging those who are outside?" And I think he means outside the church, those who are unbelievers. "Do you not judge those who are inside? But those who are outside, God judges. Therefore, put away from yourselves the evil person." Now, the irony here is that they should have been judging this sexually immoral brother and withdrawing from him, disciplining him. They weren't doing that. But what they were doing is their conflicts between one another, their disagreements, they were going to those on the outside, these unbelieving judges, and allowing the unbelieving judges to make decisions between brethren regarding these problems. And so in chapter 5, Paul reproved the Corinthians for failing to judge this sexually immoral brother, but they were allowing unbelievers to judge them, taking their disputes to those who were outside. In chapter 6 here, and in verse 1, he says, "Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unrighteous, the unjust?" What they should have done was they should have brought these disputes before the saints. Paul says in verse 2, "Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you not worthy to judge the smallest matters? Do you not know that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life?" Now that's kind of an interesting comment that he makes there in these verses, because we would argue, we would state from Scripture that we'll stand, all of us, before the judgment seat of Christ. It will be Jesus who will judge us.